So I wanted to welcome you all, and I thought it would be nice to use a reading that I've adapted a bit that we were using at our meetings in person sometimes. And I've noticed we haven't really been using it in the virtual meetings, and it's making me think it wouldn't be a bad idea. So I'll share that with you first. Can you hear me all right? Okay. You are welcome here at our table if you are weary or energized. We welcome you here if you are comfortable in this virtual space or are finding your bearings in this space. You're welcome here if you are angry and frustrated or in shock or sad or hopeful. You are welcome here if you celebrate your body or your best days are an uneasy truce, whatever the shape of your body. We welcome you here if you are lesbian, gay, heterosexual, bisexual, or none of those words fits who you are. You are welcome here if you have disabilities that are where others can see them or your disabilities are harder to see. You are welcome here if you are Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Libertarian, or none of these. You're welcome here if you're a person of faith or no faith, or of whatever belief system guides you. You're welcome here if your skin is the color of walnut, or ebony, or pine, or cedar. You are welcome here if your skin is smooth or if it bears the map of your journey. You are welcome here if you are wounded and trying to heal and recover your strength, or feeling strong and trying to figure out where to turn your energy. You are welcome here if you think of yourself as young or no longer think of yourself as young, or somewhere in between. You are welcome here if you are restless or settled, longing for rootedness, or longing for adventure or happy right where you are. And you are welcome here if you're transitioning out of something and mourning what is lost, or moving towards something exciting, trying to discern its shape, unsure of just where you are, or neither, or both. Each of you is welcome here. All of you are welcome here. And most importantly, all of each of you is welcome here. Be welcome. And then I wanted to share, this is a very short poem that many of you have probably heard before, by the 13th century mystic Sufi Persian poet Jalaluddin Rumi, called The Guest House. And to me, it feels very fitting for where we are right now. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. And I was thinking about how it's a time of intense political and social change, and some would say disease, challenging conditions. And many of us are doing what we can to face this bombardment of challenges. And often we're doing that without releasing the kind of inner distress, like we're holding it in. And such holding is often without recognition, and it can be literally harsh on the heart and can be a form of self-inflicted violence and can contribute to things like a feeling of disconnection, fatigue, shortening of breath, shortening of life even over time. And so with such intensity, we believe that relief that we need is from outside of us. And that's only partly true, as many of us know from doing the types of practices that we're engaging in today. There are some things that we can do to help buffer those feelings of distress and disconnection. The other part of the truth is that the immediate release from the distress we often feel is more in our control. And so I just wanted to take a moment to invite you to close your eyes if you're comfortable, and make sure you're sitting comfortable in your chair, but supported. And as if there's a string running up your spine and out the top of your head that's kind of helping you align everything. And your feet are hopefully flat on the floor. Just take a couple of breaths and allow your belly to relax and expand as you do that. So breathing in and then breathing out a long exhalation. And again, breathing in and breathing out a longer exhalation. And then I invite you to tune into your body very gently, just a gentle scan of the areas where you often hold tension or may hold tension. Could be the scalp or the face, the jaw, the neck, shoulders, lower back, even the heart. See where you have something that's holding on. Sometimes when we do this, it can bring some tears as we notice things that we hadn't noticed. And that's okay. And then if you feel comfortable doing this, you can either tense that part of the body a little bit more on purpose. Just like for me, often my shoulders are tense. So I'm just going to exaggerate that tension. And then if you're holding some part of the body, it could even just be your hands or your face. Squeeze really tight. And then just with a sigh, let it relax and drop. Whatever it is, just allow it to drop. And we'll just do that one more time. If you have any other place or any more remaining tension, tighten anything that you need to tighten. In breath and then release and drop the weight. Then I'm just going to invite you to go along with me on doing a practice that I do almost daily. It's a Sufi purification breath practice using the elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So first we'll tune into the breath of earth. And that's breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. So go ahead and breathe in through the nose and out through the nose several times. This is a very grounding breath, allowing you to bring energy in from the earth through your feet. It's connected with the root chakra, the energy center, the first energy center, the pelvic area, and the legs. In through the nose and out through the nose. And then next is the breath of water, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. So the breath of water is associated with our emotions. The idea of allowing emotions to flow through us. You might notice how each of these breaths is a little different and may make your body feel a little bit differently, your body and your mind and your spirit. And this breath of water is also associated with the second energy center in the lower belly area. I sometimes use this breath to help myself or a client or patient when I'm finding that I'm getting very triggered by something. It's a good tool. And next is the breath of fire, breathing in through the mouth and out through the nose. So this breath is associated with the solar plexus energy center, just below the rib cage and above the navel. And since it's the breath of fire, it's related to our passion and our will. And the breath of air, breathing in through the mouth and out through the mouth. This is associated with the mind, mental clarity, and also the expression of our voice, however that manifests, whether literally our voice or just an expression of who we are. With writing and all manner of speaking and singing and our thinking as well. In through the mouth and out through the mouth. And then the breath of ether. This is a very subtle breath. It's something where you barely notice that any part of your body is moving. It's almost like breathing through all your pores, breathing through the mouth and the nose. Connects with the cosmic energies and with any sense of oneness or the divine that you may have, your higher self, source energy. The crown energy center at the top of the head. So as we go into a meditation, I just want to read something that Ruth King wrote about equanimity, because this meditation is about equanimity, which means mental calmness and composure, especially in a difficult situation or after a shock or disappointment. And then we'll get to the point where there are a number of I think of them as affirmations. I think she might refer to the intentions of equanimity. And we'll just have time after each one to breathe and just be in your own inner space. Equanimity has great power, especially at times like these. When I reflect on the power of equanimity, I think of those times when we see beyond judgment and self-interest and realize that we are choosing instead of reacting. Those times when the pain of injustice is held in our hearts while the mind is still steady and clear. Those times when we make small choices that show great care and influence social balance. This is the power of equanimity. As we walk through the coming weeks, we may want to call on the strength of our inner resources for balance. For example, there are times when we will need to stand our ground, strong like a mountain, and observe what emerges. Or we may need to add a spark of fiery truth to a situation. Other times we may need to open and allow more space around the tightness of our worries, or let go and be held by an ocean of love. In all of these forms, equanimity is awareness so spacious that whatever arises in our mind and heart, whether agreeable or disagreeable, is small and incidental compared to awareness itself. In other words, when we are equanimous, nothing is left out of the heart's view. Equanimity enables us to know the energetic movements of mind without reactivity. It's an experience of grounded presence in the midst of extremes, when the mind is steady and responsive, and when we can say to ourselves, "This moment is like this, and it doesn't have to be different right now. I can allow what is here and offer what is needed." Imagine the power of this inner resource as we engage with the messy world in which we live. So take a breath deeper than you've been breathing and allow for that long exhalation. My hope is that some of the following intentions of equanimity will resonate with you and that you can take them as a part of your practice. May I bear witness to things just as they are, May I remain peaceful and let go of fixation. May I offer care without hesitation, knowing I may be met with gratitude, anger, or resistance. May I offer care, knowing I don't control the course of life, suffering, or death. May I find the inner resources to genuinely contribute where needed. May I see my limits with compassion, just as I see the limits of others. I care about the pain of others, yet I cannot control it. I care for all beings, but my way is not the only way. All beings have their journey, and I have mine. May I be free from preference and prejudice. And finally, may I see the world with quiet eyes and a soft mind. And as we close the meditation, I'm going to offer a brief song that is like a meditation. And there by yourself, if you want to sing with me, you're welcome to join in. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I breathe out love. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. When I breathe in, I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. When I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And now I invite you to open your eyes and look into the faces of the people that are here with us.